see, it just sort of feels like, you know, two guys are going to walk into a bar and say, hey, you know, here's what happened to me today. And it's going to kind of go up, and then now it's going to sort of go that way. And they say, but this happened, and that was pretty good. And then it sort of goes into another thought. And you can see how that already feels like a story of some kind, right? So I'll just sort of sit there and think, oh, yeah, I've got a little story to tell. And then you just sort of start singing, right? And that's, even the Cat Stevens song, it does in the same sort of thing. You come up with an idea, and then it sort of goes over there. But then you say, well, if that's the way it goes, you do this, and then it sort of works out. And that's kind of how communication goes. And I think what music does is you don't have hand gestures. You can't see that on the radio, so you have to have music that does that for you, right? All right, so we'll try to do the song. This song is about... Right, a lot of people ask me, what do you mean by, what's the character in the song? What's his dilemma? Well, a lot of times, and we ran into this just yesterday. We were in Syracuse, New York, and there was a big anti-war protest going on right outside the venue all day long. It was Saturday. A lot of people didn't have anything else to do, so they're out there protesting the war, whatever it is that may be coming or may not. I don't know. And a lot of times people will take the stance that no matter what, violence of any kind is always bad. And in some instances, you know, you don't really have a choice. And in my story in particular, this guy, he fears that because he hasn't fought back, that everything that he values and everything he thinks is important can just be taken away from him because he's not willing to defend himself. And I don't mean this in any way to be political or to be of current events or anything. To me, it's simply a story of a person's inner struggle of, even though you don't want to use violence, you have to find a way to keep what you have or to keep what you think is valuable from being taken from you. And in the story, it's this guy wants this gal to love him, and she doesn't love him because he's not willing to fight for her. Now, that's a struggle, isn't it? That's a struggle. I mean, maybe she's not worth fighting for, if that's what she thinks. But in this story, he thinks that she is. And so he regrets not fighting. And that's sort of his moral or humanistic dilemma that the story tries to tell. All right?
You want to try it?
I will, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Right?
I guess that's about it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. Well, if you want... We made a video for this song, and I didn't know how I was going to play out this scenario of people fighting and finding a solution to this. So in my video, I have my nephew. He's about, I think he's like 20 years old. He's fighting one of his friends, and his friend is pushing and making him want to fight. And, you know, you have to come up with some dumb scenario for videos. And my nephew says, well, I don't want to fight. And luckily, they're fighting in this barn. We shot it in a barn in Oklahoma, Paul's Valley. And there's it's a real barn, and there's a lot of horse shit in this barn. Real, real horse shit, right? Justin, you were there. He's part of it, yeah. And in my video, he refuses to fight, but the guy pushes him so hard that his hand goes in, when he falls down, his hand goes into a fresh pile of smelly horse shit. And he realizes, you know, since I've already got shit on me, I'll use that to fight with. So he brings it up, and, you know, this is based on young people. You know, my video is based on, you know, the 20, 18 to 20-year-olds or whatever. And his motivation is like, if I threaten to put this horse shit, like, on your Banana Republic clothes, you'll just walk away. So he grabs the horse shit and goes up to the guy and says, hey, you know, if you keep pushing me, I'll throw this in your hair and get on your clothes, and you don't want that. So the guy says, you're right. So he sort of surrenders, as opposed to fighting. He surrenders to the shit on his clothes. That's the way my video works out. So, and that's not a bad solution. It's not like you have to use violence, but you have to find a solution to win this struggle, and that's how he does it in the video. Yeah.
All right.